Ever hear of the Mosquito Fleet? It was an armada of small boats that crisscrossed Puget Sound in the mid-20th century. We could see a new age mosquito fleet if King County Councilmember Rod Dombowski has his way. He's revived the idea of passenger ferries across Lake Washington. Leonard Garfield is director of Seattle's Museum of History and Industry. They're stewards of the Virginia Five, an old steamer ship, and one of the last intact vessels from the original Mosquito Fleet. Jeannie Andel asked Garfield to tell her more about the fleet.
You know, the Mosquito Fleet was a swarm of little steamers, little steamboats that plied to Puget Sound and Lake Washington all over the place 100 years ago. They were kind of noisy. They were kind of smoky. They were even a little bit irritating because you couldn't always count on the schedule or the service, but they were there all the time, and they really were characteristic of the Puget Sound.
So I'm living in the region. I'm living in the Puget Sound region. It's the early 20th century between World War I and World War II. How do I get on one of the Mosquito Fleet? How do I get on one of these boats?
You know, no matter where you live in the Puget Sound, whether it's a small town or it's Seattle, you pretty much go down to the waterfront. There's a pier there, there's a dock, and that's where you're going to find your Mosquito Fleet steamer. And it's going to take you to neighboring towns. It's going to take you across the Sound to islands. It's going to take you down to Tacoma, up to Bellingham. The service was fairly regular. It wasn't always 100% predictable, but it was how you got around. The water was the highway.
You just described this as a pretty sweeping service, covering essentially everything surrounding, all of the land surrounding Puget Sound. I mean, specifically, what were some of the routes?
Well, absolutely. I mean, there were 2,500 steamboats plying the Puget Sound in that early 20th century over a period of years. The last one was in service in the 1930s, so it lasted a long time. The routes went from Olympia north to Seattle up to Bellingham. They went cross Sound, so from Seattle to Vashon Island, from Seattle to Tacoma to Seattle. And then there was a whole swarm of steamers on Lake Washington as well. So you could go down to Leschi or Madison Park and end up in Kirkland. Hey, wouldn't that be fun? You could skip 520 altogether.
Who ran all of these boats? Who was in charge of this fleet of 2,500 boats?
Well, it was pretty much a cobbled together system. There were lots of people who owned boats and lots of people who ran them. It was a competitive system. They were vying for passengers. The fares would vary depending on what the traffic would bear. It was really free enterprise in its most pure form in many ways.
Were there any problems with a competitive free enterprise multi-managed system of ferries?
Well, there were lots of challenges. If you tried to get somewhere, you had to make sure that the vessel you were waiting for was in operation. There were plenty of mechanical problems that challenged them. You know, steamers were much more predictable than sailboats because they didn't rely so much on wind or current. But they did have boilers that occasionally exploded, and the steamer would end up in the bottom of Puget Sound. So you had that to deal with. The rates were not regulated. They would vary from time to time. So that was somewhat unpredictable. Eventually, the government decided that, hey, this has to actually be a predictable, reliable transportation system. So the state came into the system and tried to organize things. And, of course, eventually we had the Washington State Ferry System.
What happened to the Mosquito Fleet? What happened to this?
Well, you know, as we grew and as automobiles became the primary form of transportation, we needed vessels that were large enough to carry many people in relatively heavy vehicles. We needed much more predictable service, and we needed rates that we could count on. And so the state stepped in, and by the early 1950s, the state took over what was left of the Mosquito Fleet and created a systemized, state-run, state-owned ferry system, which even to this day, of course, provides predictable, reliable, and affordable service. That wasn't always the case before the state came onto the scene. So that's what happened to the Mosquito Fleet. The swarm is there, but not nearly in the numbers that it was. But in some ways, when you think about the duck dodge that we enjoy in Lake Washington and Puget Sound, Lake Union, when you think of the Christmas ships, when you think of the opening day boat parades, that's where we see the swarm of vessels these days. A little reminder that once hundreds and hundreds of vessels were on our waters, carrying us and carrying all our things everywhere we needed to go all the time.
What do you think it was about the Seattle of the late 19th century and the early 20th century that it created this really widespread commuter ferry system?
Well, I think it says that we really, at our core, are a maritime community. You know, you have to remember that we are an area that is pockmarked by hills, surrounded by mountains, covered by dense forests. It wasn't really conducive to land transportation, at least initially, you had to get around on water. So all the settlements ended up right on the shoreline. The water became our highway, and the mosquito fleet became the transportation system of the day. And, you know, it worked really, really pretty well. When you think of a system starting in the 1850s and going up to the 1950s in essentially the same configuration, you have to acknowledge that that's a system that allowed us to grow and expand tremendously. And so it really had its merits.
Right now, the King County Council is considering a proposal to add 3 new water taxi routes across Lake Washington and Puget Sound. Do you think that it's possible that we could be considering going back to a time where we're more reliant on maritime transportation?
Oh, I think absolutely. I mean, I think as a community, we've decided that these massive engineering projects are valuable, they're important. But we also need those flexible alternatives. And frankly, ferry boats and small ferries are one of the answers. So to see the county become involved in that is in some ways going back to the future, because the county actually ran some ferries across Lake Washington back in the early 20th century. So I think it makes a lot of sense. And it'll be interesting to see whether the passengers enjoy it as much as it seems that they did 100 years ago. You know, in the 1940s, even after the bridges were built, when the Lake Washington ferries were still running, a lot of people preferred the ferries. They just liked getting to work on the water. There was something about it that was relaxing, maybe a little romantic. I think it's a great solution, something we do need to look forward to.
Leonard Garfield is director of Seattle's Museum of History and Industry. He spoke with Jeannie Yandel. King County Councilmember Rod Dombowski's proposed a new fleet of passenger ferries on Lake Washington. You can hear the interview with Dombowski at our website, kuow.org.